الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمهم فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتقوا النار التي أعدت للكافرين وأطيعوا الله والرسول لعلكم ترحمون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our actual talk, by way of a muzakara, a reminder, and many reminders we have to remind ourselves continuously about, but this is like every other dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is so beautiful that when we leave home, there are other du'as. Normal we read our du'as. Hopefully we all should be reading du'as when we read or leave home. One famous du'a is, which we should never ever miss out, and very easy, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. So simple three du'as which every Muslim knows. Every Muslim knows Bismillah. Every Muslim knows tawakkaltu ala Allah. And ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. The great benefit of this dua, as soon as a person recites it when he's stepping out from home, Allah Ta'ala Himself tells him, or Allah appoints a farishta to tell, give him three duas in return. The first dua that the farishta gives him is that hudita. You have got your hidayat for the day. Today we know we are all talking that the time, and we say this is the time that a morning a person will be a mu'min, by the night he'll have lost his iman. Night he'll be a mu'min, by the morning he'll have. So read this dua, guaranteed from Allah's side. Your iman, your hidayat is guaranteed. And besides iman, we know how easily we get misled. We go off track. We go into different things. Just read this and Allah Ta'ala will protect our iman. The second is hudita and kufita. Your needs for the day will be satisfied. We leave home because of our needs to earn our living, to see to our necessities. And we on ourselves, we can't do it. And our needs are going to be fulfilled by other people. And everyone, we and all are in the control of Allah. If Allah's help is there, all our work will get done. And just by reading the simple dua, Allah will see that all our needs get fulfilled. And the third dua is wuqita, which is for us first on the priority list, security, protection. Your protection is guaranteed for the day. You don't have to worry about kidnappers, hijackings, robbers, anything. You just read this, and from Allah's side, your protection for the day is given. No CCTV can protect you. No insurance policy can protect you. No armed guards can protect you. Nobody. And this is guaranteed from Allah. We have got the simple, straightforward solution. But unfortunately, one, we haven't got trust on it. That's why we don't do it. The others, we've got just no, we're indifferent to our deen. Otherwise, for us, all our protection is guaranteed. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to read this dua. And the main thing it is, a sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And during these times, to make amal on a sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 100 shaheed reward. And reading that dua, we won't get thirsty. It's going to take us 1 hour to read it. We'll hardly notice, and just as we're stepping out, Bismillah, tawakkaltu alallah, wala hawla, wala quwwata illa billah. We all make intention, inshallah. Then there is another very beautiful dua also of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is also very important. We should try and learn this dua. It's a short dua, and it won't take long to learn. And we should try and read it always also. That the dua is, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an azilla aw uzalla, an azlima aw uzlama, an ajhala aw yujhala alayya. The simple duas. And see the pen, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an azilla. Oh Allah, save me, I'm going out of my house now, that I must not make a slip, I must not slip. How many times physically we slept? And there now we're in hospital for 6 months. We slept, we broke our arm, we broke our leg. Just a small slip. Save me from slipping. And how valuable it is. We don't read this dua and we land ourselves in big, big problems. Another slip is a mental slip. That how many of us, we went and buy something in the shops. And I forgot what I had to buy. We slept. It slipped my mind. So we slip up so much. Many other things we slip up. We are walking out and we forgot to lock the door. We slipped up. So there are so many slips which are all included in this. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an azilla aw uzalla. Or that somebody else must not cause me to slip. It happens sometimes, you get engaged with somebody, and today is so common, with the phone you are busy, and you forget so many other things. You want to catch up on this year, and you forget something else. So, by just reading this dua, Allah will protect us. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an azilla, aw uzalla, aw azlima, aw uzlama. Or that I must make zulam on somebody. Or that somebody makes zulam on me. To make zulm is one of the worst gunas. To be a zalim, to do wrong to somebody. So save me that I must not do anything wrong to anyone. And that is also not in our control. Because Allah Ta'ala doesn't just punish a person for nothing. Because of some other guna of ours, Allah causes that to lead to a bigger guna of zulm now. And now we make zulm on somebody. And we all have to think. We might think we like to act very innocent to ourselves and that we are very clear. But with regard to our wives, how much zulm don't we make? How our wives, for example, they regularly, they cook for us. But did we ever say Jazakallah? And one fault, or we think it's a fault. We, for example, told her, today I won't have my tea. For whatever reason. Now she didn't put it. We forgot. Now I want my tea. Where's my tea? You always like that. You don't give me my tea. You don't do this for me. How many wrong things we do? We make zulm. Right in the house we make zulm. We're making zulm on our children. How many parents will say that I want the best education for my child? That is what we say. And we give him the worst education. The best education is undoubtedly education of deen. Quran Sharif, to know Allah, to know Akhirat. But what education we giving them? Putting them in the schools where they make them big fools. How big fools? That they teach them of Darwin's theory of evolution. That our forefathers were monkeys. Now they're teaching them that our parents are monkeys. You're putting them to learn there that you're a monkey. And that is what goes in their head then. And the Big Bang Theory. And then the mixing of boys and girls there. And now what they want to pass, the new laws that at schools alcohol will be available. And boys and girls can mix freely. All this terrible. So is that any education? Education is where you learn Allah, where you reach Allah Ta'ala, you know your deen, you know the value of your parents. And if that education, and it's happening, it's how many regular cases, then those people who don't know the value of their parents, parents become old when put them in the old age homes. And what is an old age home? It's a fowl run, a hawk. And now the poor parents, and once a year, Mother's Day, Father's Day, you go and visit them there. And you take some suckers and some little sweets and that, and you expect them to be thankful to you. And Islamic teaching, that you look after them. You do everything for them. That is what Islamic teaching is. So, how much zulam are we making on our children? So, an azlima, or uzlam, or somebody makes zulam on me. We know on the road, there are many people who are not courteous drivers. It's your right to go, and they just go wildly in front of you. How many, we get involved in accidents. And how many wrong things we do. On the road, we know road rage. How many murders and killings take place on road rage. So how many other things that, oh Allah, save me from making zulam on anyone, and save me from any, that is not in my control. Somebody else makes zulam on me. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an azilla, o uzalla, o azlima, o uzlama, o ajhala, o yujhala aliyya. Or that I do a act of jahalat, an act of stupidity. How many times we say, I never make this, I don't know what happened that day. How I went and take over on the solid line. How I went and take over on the blind right. I don't do these things. But it happened. So seek Allah's protection from this. And you might be on the right side, but somebody else came right in front of you. And you have got nowhere to go. You can't turn right, you can't turn left. And yeah, head on collision. And somebody, because of his jahalat, he did something wrong. And there you are dead. All the passengers in both cars are dead. So just by this one dua, we get protection from all this. For that, first to have yaqeen that these are the words, Mubarak words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The world can turn upside down. The words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cannot be wrong. There can't be any doubt in it. The words of Allah are 100%. And with that also, there is also a sunnah dua. If we read it in these days, 100 shaheed sawab for that also. So try and learn, get the dua from the ulama, mashallah, make shukr. There are ulama everywhere today. At one time, like for example, the whole of land, lands were small in those days, but one alim. In every town, one alim in a town. Today and those days, for imamah, one imam, 30, 40 years. Now, how many imams in the masjid? And we have so many imams here. So, make shukr, there are so many ulama, ask them this dua, get it, and then learn it. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an azilla aw uzalla, aw azlima aw uzlama, aw ajhala aw yujhala aliyya. Read that dua and the great protection. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I read, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. The ulama know the translation. We also can more or less make out, even if we don't know, we get some idea that protect yourself. اتَّقُوا, taqwa, protection. Taqwa is to take protection. Take your protection from that fire, nar. وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي, that fire which we have prepared, لِلْكَافِرِينَ. For who? For the non-believers. So, who is Allah commanding? Wattaqo, fear. Who must fear? Who is Allah commanding? Us, the believers. And we must protect ourselves from which fire? Which is for the kafirin. So today, unfortunately, one wrong misconception, one wrong thing that is traded by many people, that this refers to the kafirs, it doesn't refer to us. Here we can see clearly that Allah is telling us that fear that fire, that Jahannam, which Allah has prepared for the kafirs. So what is for prepared for the kafirs? Why must we go near there? Why must we go anywhere near? We must stay far away. It's not ours. It's for the kafirs. And Allah is telling us, you protect yourself. Otherwise, be careful. If you commit those gunas which lead you to the fire, then that fire which is prepared for the kafirs, you as the mu'mineen, and you as the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you land yourself in that fire. So one thing which unfortunately has become very common, that many ayat, many people just say, this refers to the kuffar. Then why did Allah put it in the Quran Sharif? Are the kuffar going to read the Quran Sharif? We going to read Muslims, and we don't read also. As we are sitting, ask ourselves, did I read half a page of the Quran, one page today? My one supara is very far. And for a half of the Quran, standard should be 3 suparas. Did I read my 3 suparas? If I read my, as an ordinary Muslim, the real right of the Quran, we should read 1 supara a day. Did I read 1 page? Did I read 1 ayat of the Quran Sharif also? So it is for us that we should read the Quran Sharif. The kuffar, Jews, Christians, Hindus, they're not going to come and read the Quran Sharif. So Allah is addressing us. So we must take this out of our mind that this refers to the kuffar. So it doesn't matter for us. Then so many ayat in the Quran Sharif that they are referring to the punishment of Jahannam. So we will say, well, that is a punishment for the kuffar. So all the ayat of Jahannam, take them out of the Quran Sharif also. And then many ayat, what we say, this refers to that particular occasion, the Shan in Nuzul, when that ayat was referred to. So it only refers to there, and it doesn't refer to us now. So it doesn't refer to us, so take that also out. One person, I'm just giving an example, I'm not explaining the masala. He wanted a lion tattooed on his arm, anywhere on his body, which is totally haram, of course. But I'm just giving an example of that. So he went to the person who does the tattooing. So that person pricked him. Then that person, it pains when the needle pricks you. So he jumped. What you doing? He said, I'm making the ear of the lion. He said, it's too painful. That you can't have a lion without the ear. Leave out the one ear. So he said, okay, we'll make your lion for you with one ear. So he pricked him again. Again it pained. Again he jumped. What you doing? I'm making the other ear. Oh, it's too painful. You can't have a lion without ears. Okay, your lion, no ears for your lion. So then he pricked him again. Again he jumped. What you doing? Making the tail. Oh, too painful. We can't have a lion without a tail. So everything is too painful. Then what you going to be left out? If we take out all this ayat of the Quran Sharif, that ayat, then what would be left of the Quran Sharif? Of our deen. We say to get up for Fajr, now in summer, too early, I can't get up. And we don't see that at night, why I made it late? Why didn't I sleep straight after Isha? Which is the best time to sleep, is straight after Isha. Quality sleep is after Isha, immediately. And that time, if you sleep just for not long, 3-4 hours, it's enough for you. Because that is the time you get quality. But that is the time we have to be on the cell phone. And that is the time, what on the cell phone? All filth and dirt and haram we are involved in. And most enjoyable, lazeeb, sweet sleep is tahajjud time. Now you can't get up for tahajjud. Well, but that sleep is sweet. The quality sleep is straight after Isha. A person who doesn't sleep straight after Isha, he can sleep as many hours as he want to. The body, what it requires is rest. He won't get it. So now we can't get up for Fajr. So, who say I'm not a Muslim if I don't make Fajr? If I make Fajr at home, who say I'm not a Muslim? Okay, no Fajr Jamaat. Then no Fajr also. Who say I'm not a Muslim if I don't make Namaz? I'm still a Muslim. Then this also we want to take out, that also. Then what will be left of our Islam? And what will be left of our Iman? So, let us understand that all the whole Quran Sharif, for who is it? What did Allah say right in the Quran? ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. For who? The whole Quran, هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is for the believers, for the muttaqeen. The Quran is for us. So don't take out this feeling from our heads that this refers to that time. This refers to the whole Quran Sharif is for us, for every individual till the day of Qiyamah. So Allah give us tawfiq. And here where Allah Ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا النَّارُ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. Fear that fire which has been prepared, and أُعِدَّتْ, it has been already prepared, which is 100% true that the fire of Jahannam exists now already. It is already there. It's not going to be prepared. It won't be made on Qiyamah Day. It's already there. And it's burning with all its fuel. It's burning already. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. Yeah, we all have to take much note of it also. Which particular guna Allah is referring to? Yeah. It's just one, two ayats before that, the beginning of the surah, of the ruku, Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْكُلُوا الرِّبَا أَضْعَافًا مُضَاعَفًا. O you who believe, do not consume, do not involve yourself in riba, interest. And Allah says here, أَضْعَافَ مُضَاعَفَ. So the guna of interest is referred to. Only two such gunas are referred to in the deen, where Allah Ta'ala declares war on a person if he commits those gunas. One is interest guna, and the other is مَنْ أَذَى لِي وَلِيًّا. A person who hurts any wali of mine, Allah Himself takes revenge from that person. One couple who had got married, they were walking, and some wali of Allah was walking also, opposite direction. They crossed one another, the couple that side, newly wedded bridegroom, dressed with all the bride in her clothing, the bride himself, the bridegroom also. It was a rainy day. There were puddles of water, and it so happened that some water splashed onto the bride's clothing. So the groom, her husband, got very angry, and he said, this person here, this Allah Wala, he caused the water to splash on his wife. So he gave him one slap. And he said nothing. It was Allah Wala. And this also we have to understand, to become a wali of Allah doesn't mean only our tahajjud namaz, our piety, our rozas. One very major basic component to be a wali of Allah is humility and humbleness. To be able to forgive. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. To forgive people. So he was a true wali. He didn't say anything. You slapped me. And then immediately that man fell down dead, the husband, the groom. He got a heart attack, whatever, he fell down dead. The people came there, all gathered, the dead person here. What happened? These people were here. So it's this man who caused the death, the wali, Allah's wali. He caused him to die. He said, what did I do? I did nothing. He accused me that I caused the water to splash on his bride. And I did nothing, I just kept quiet. And then he died. So they asked, but what happened there? He says that he took revenge on behalf of his beloved, his wife. My beloved Allah took revenge on my behalf. He caused me harm, Allah sorted him out. So, and also we should remember, also for the awliya, the true friends of Allah Ta'ala, when somebody harms you, it is advisable, not necessary, that you take little revenge. If you don't, then Allah takes revenge. And Allah's revenge is much more worse. What we can do, how much can we do, even if we do a lot? But if we tell that person, somebody saw you, you saw him back again. Or you told him an undesirable word. Then Allah say, you people dealing with it, you we sort it out. But if you don't, and he's a friend of Allah, then Allah, on his behalf, Allah Ta'ala sorts it. And when Allah sorts out something, then you face grave problems in your world. In the grave, you're going to face grave problems. But in this world already, all these problems, aadmi phir thokre khata hai. Aapre aadmi phir idhar se udhar hota hai. Now you see problems coming, where they came from. They don't just fall from anywhere. Rain doesn't just come from anywhere, Allah sends the rain. Halat that come, good conditions, they don't just come from anywhere, Allah sends them. Difficult conditions that come, don't just come from anywhere. Not shaitan sends them also not. We, Allah sends them. And Allah's system doesn't work haphazardly. What we send up, Allah sends down. We send good deeds, kama tadinu, tudanu. Jaise karni, waise bharni. How you do, so you get your results also. Jaise karni, waise bharni. Na maane, to karke dekh. If you don't believe that your actions have their reaction, do your good or do your wrong and see the conditions come. If you do good in ahsantum, ahsantum li anfusikum. If you do good, you're doing good for yourself. It doesn't benefit Allah. Allah is not in need of anything from us. Wa in asa'atum falaha. And if you do wrong, it's you yourself going to suffer the condition. So when conditions, wise are those people. When conditions come, they turn to Allah Ta'ala. Aristotle was a big philosopher, non-believer, in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He asked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that if somebody is shooting arrows at you, to save yourself, what must you do? So Musa alayhi salam said, you just went stand right next to him. Now he can't throw arrows at you, standing right next to him. So he said, undoubtedly you're the Nabi of Allah. Nobody else can give such an answer. And what it is actually, all conditions that come from Allah. Now when you are suffering difficult conditions, just go to Allah. Ruju ilallah, inabat ilallah. And when you are by Allah, now no conditions will come to you. You make tawbah, you return to Allah. Don't be far from Allah. Then the arrows will come to you. You just go to Allah, no arrows will come to you. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand that all conditions are from Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, we were talking on that Allah Ta'ala, if we don't take any revenge, Allah takes revenge. And a true wali just keeps quiet. He doesn't speak. Humility is one basic thing. If we haven't got that in our house, 50 years of marriage and still arguments and fights. If one of the two didn't make their islah, and we can't keep quiet, meh, two, tit for tat. And the two at night get in bed to have a enjoy your halal wife you got, your halal husband you got, enjoy your night. And you got your wonderful bedroom you have got prepared, everything, but they're all fighting. Under the blankets kicking one another. Fighting with one another. And all tit for tat. And nobody can accept defeat. If the wife till she doesn't have the last word, then she can't sleep. And the husband tell, I don't have the last word, he can't sleep. So he just carries on all the time. Whereas that was the time for love making, enjoying, which you want so much, and Allah gave it to you and made it halal for you. And now you're destroying everything. So if you, a person, if he's got humility, he keeps quiet. And Allahu Akbar, also be very careful in these matters, in these days with our wives. If we mishandle our wives, we mistreat them, we make zulm upon them. We talk about zulm outside, in our house with our wives we make zulm. If we are making zulm and she has got that in her, she doesn't say a word. She turns around and tears start coming out of her eyes. And she say, Ya Allah, just so much also, you are in big danger. When Allah will take you to task, you won't know what hit you from what side. You won't know what happened to you. And even if she's not so pious or anything, but she's Allah's bandi, and she's Allah put her like not a prisoner, like a prisoner in your house, and you were supposed to treat her well. And you were supposed to, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, the best amongst you is he who treats his wife the best. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and I treat my wives the best. So we should treat them like that. But ask ourselves, our wives, or more, all of us are perhaps married, most of us, maybe some unmarried, they are cooking for us our whole life. Did we ask ourselves, did I tell her one day Jazakallah? Or even thank you, did I tell her? And she's cooking for us every day. But once time she just burned the food, or the food was not ready, or anything like that. And how we come down upon them. Is that how a ummati lives? Is that the model and the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That is how we treat our wives and look after them. So we must be very, very careful. So all the conditions which come, they come from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when we don't take revenge, Allah ta'ala takes the revenge. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guide us and give us proper understanding and let us make our islah. Islah is not to put on a big turban and wear a big jubba and we wear the shawl and we like put our heads down and we thinking of bad things. And all thinking, oh, this person is by the arsh of Allah. And he is in big, big muraqabah and he's making big ibadah. But what, he's perhaps even got his cell phone under all his shawl and everything and looking at all filth and dirt. And we say, oh, a big buzurg this is. That is few basic things. Tawadu, humility comes in a person. Shukr comes in a person. Jealousy goes out of us. Pride, things for name and fame, which are so common, and this is not something that you have to work for. It's something that comes in you. You don't have to work to get pride in you. Pride automatically comes in you. You don't have to work to do things for name and fame. It comes, and your duty is to remove it. If you go to a parlor, a beauty parlor, whatever, and you go for a very special bath, and 3-4 people are bathing you there with the best soaps of the world, the shampoos and whatever. And you say, from today, I don't need a bath in my life again. I got such a guaranteed bath that it is still my modest bath. Immediately, you just hardly finish that bath, continuously your body is sweating. Sweat is coming out. And you don't take it out after a few hours, after a day, after a week, a month, what will happen to you? People won't want, nobody will want to come near you. You'll smell so terrible. Nobody will want to come near you. So the same way spirituality also. And we didn't take a spiritual bath. How many of us went and the spa place of a spiritual bath is by the Mashayikh and from Quran Sharif. Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Go and stay with the sadiqeen. Then your taqwa will come. How many of us have spent time and the minimum now, previously for ulama, they should say is 9 years was the alim course actually, and 9 chillas you must give. And 1 year spent by some Allah wala. Now they say at least 1 chilla. And any one of us, what time did we spend by any share in order to make my islah and to wash myself spiritual bath? We didn't even take a bath. And you can imagine then how spiritually we are smelling. Really. Like for example, if the lions have made a kill in the jungle, and they kill, for example, a giraffe, and they eat all the best meat and that, and then they go away. Now all the crumbs are left. Then all the vultures come. The birds, and they start eating what is left over. And after now a few days, that animal is lying there, the giraffe, whatever animal it was, then it starts smelling. And now, stupid tourists go there, and they seeing that there. And if you open the windows, that smell that come, you can't tolerate that smell. You have to immediately put up your windows again. If you have got some ether, you'll take out your ether and you'll apply. But for the vultures, that is not a terrible smell. That is biryani smell for them. that is roast smell for them. They enjoying it. And when you see how they eating, go one over the other, how they going and they eating that, for them it is a great. So just like that, our gunas for the malaika, when we speak a lie, the malaika who are appointed to protect us, they go far away till where they cannot get the smell. When we backbite about one another, we are laughing and rolling on our stomachs, and we laughing about that person, but the malaika who was supposed to protect us from illnesses, from attacks, from everything, they can't take that smell. So we don't get that smell. So we didn't do our spiritual cleansing. Our whole life we didn't. At least as babies, we got our baby bath. But if you don't bath whole life now, what will happen to you? We didn't get our spiritual cleaning also when we were bath. Azan was given, alhamdulillah. But our spiritual cleaning, the process of our islah. Where did we make our islah? And many of us are also fooled that I become bayat, it is enough, my islah is made. Islah is not made just by becoming bayat. After that, there is a cause and there is a treatment that has to be done. Then your islah. And once islah is made, now my islah is made for life. I don't need tasbih anymore. I don't need zikr anymore. And how many such people? Their namazes are now made in the heavens. Their namazes are made in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. One such person, some peer, false peer, fake peer, he went to one town, and as they were walking, he just gave sharp breaks. All his murids are with him. So the Hazrat, what happened? So he said, you didn't see? He says, no, Hazrat, we got eyes. We are blind people. You people got eyes. He said, the dog was going in the haram, and I chased him out from there. Oh, very big peer sahab, from here, thousands of miles away, there, and the dog that was going in the haram, he chased it out. Oh, dhara, dhar, one way, dawahs now. This one, dawah, big peer sahab, make dawah. One person, he told his wife also, all making dawah. Big peer sahab came in our town, you also make dawah. She said, dawah I will make, no problem, but ask peer sahab about namaz. We don't see him, no. All are saying he's not there in the masjid for namaz. What about namaz? So frightened, he went to peer sahab. Hazrat, namaz? He says, you kustakh, bewakob, kustakh, stupid. You don't know adab of the sheikh. My namaz gets made in Medina Sharif. My namaz gets made in the sixth heaven. So he went to told his wife, you put me in big trouble. What a big peer sahab. His namaz is made there. So the wife told him, the husband, go and tell him that when he goes to Medina, he must eat the food of Medina. And he must go and eat the manna and salwa in Jannah. He's there. Why is he coming to eat here? He goes and make namaz there and he comes and eat here. Our food, all contaminated food, all broiler chickens and all stunned food and all that, genetically modified. All this thing, tell him to eat there. So again he went, Kishar shouted at him again. He told his wife, please, you must make dawah. She said, okay, you're insisting, I'll make dawah. So she prepared dawah. But she did it a bit different. When Shahzad came, all sitting 10, 20, 30 people. She didn't send the food in the platter. She prepared everyone's plate herself. And she put the rice and the chicken or mutton, nice big pieces of meat there on top, and she sent it for everyone individually. And she said, start off with all the others. So Sheikh Sab got cross again. All this dawat is because of me. I'm Peer Sab. And I'm seeing everyone having all big pieces of chicken and mutton. And for me, nothing. I'm just sitting dry here. So he went to his wife again. What are you doing? You're going to cause me to be destroyed. How can you do that? So he said, tell him, he's coming. Jo der se aata hai, durust aata hai. What comes the last comes the best. He is getting the best. He mustn't worry. So he got it, Mina. He waiting. Then finally when he came, she reversed the whole process. She put all the meat under and on top the rice. So when he saw, oh, no meat for me. Everyone big pieces of meat, the sinkers. All the big chunks of meat. And for me, plain rice. He got very cross again. So he said, where's my meat now? I'm supposed to get the best. You said, your dear se aata hai, durust aata hai. So he went to his wife. So the wife said, I'm coming myself with the big pieces of meat for him. She came with that big, that what they stem the masala with, that big iron. She gave him one shot. She said, you stupid and you fool, you're fake. You can see the dog in the haram. You can't see the meat under the rice. Eh? Under your nose, yeah, you the rice is, and the meat is there under, you can't see, but you can see the dog in the haram. So all that type of people, all this fake and foolish people, they're making us fools. So let us be very careful. So anyway, we drifted quite a bit. Allah Akbar, already in time. So Allah Ta'ala says, on account of this interest, this you'll land up in that fire which is meant for the kuffar. Another very important point here also, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la ta'akulu riba. Don't consume, don't involve yourself in interest as afam muza'afa. That is compound interest, multiplied, big amounts of interest. Interest 50%, 80-100% interest. There are people who charge like this. And as today you buy a house for R1 million, and over 30 years you have to pay it. After you pay 10 years, you can ask how much I'm owing. R2 million you owe. 10 years you are paying, but the interest that was accumulating, and your payment is not taken out from there. You are just paying on the interest. And at the end you realize you can't pay, and there they take your house back. The bank takes it away again. So this is afa muza'afa. This type of interest was prevalent in the time when the Quran was revealed also. The other is, many people here again, lot of people make this big mistake. They say if you take on interest, or you take or give interest, a fair amount, 5%, 10%, 20%, that is permitted. But as afa muza'afa is not permitted. Compound interest is not permitted. Totally wrong also. And for to understand the Quran Sharif, to understand our deen, the first thing is to understand what is the deen, not from our knowledge. Eh? The Quran Sharif, like for example, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اِخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. That if the Quran Sharif was from anyone else besides Allah, you would find in the Quran Sharif, اِخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Lot of discrepancies. Lot of contradictions you would have found. So this does not mean that that it is from Allah, so there will be a few contradictions. We have to understand the mizaj of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, لا تتخذوا من دون الله أندادا. Do not take other objects of worship, أندادا, the plural. Do not take many objects of worship besides Allah. So does it mean one, two you can take? You can have one, two idols besides Allah, but don't take plenty. Hey, understand the Quran, the mizaj, how the Quran taught. If you want to know, I'm talking now, not according to your understanding. What did Maulana mean by that? When he spoke this, what did he mean by this? Understand that person, what is mizaj. If we as South Africans speak, in our context we speak. Somebody comes from the UK, he'll speak of the context of UK. Somebody from India, he'll speak of how things are there. So understand the Quran, not how we think the Quran is, what the Quran is. Our deen, not what I think Qatar is deen, and I find this a loophole, not to make parda, to have to take photography, to come on TV. No, understand what deen is. One place, some of the ulama, the people complain there in that place, the ulamas, they don't come for jamaat namaz. And they take out the proof from hadith. They say you must be good to your wife. So we make jamaat with the wife at home. Eh? Now if you understand deen, what is deen? Nabi, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who used to be with us in the family, like anyone else, you're talking, you're laughing, you're having a nice time, you're chatting with everyone. But as soon as azan went, then we were like total strangers to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now he had like nothing to do with us. Allah has called now. So understand the deen first. Deen, the basic of deen is simplicity. Now we're building big, big houses and all that. And we also find some proof So, Allah forgive us. There's a World Cup in Qatar now. Then somebody found the proof of it that in the Quran, that Yawm al-Zina, the day of this great glorification and greatness, a place where zina was rampant, a place where nudity was rampant, a place where gambling is rampant, all the worst gunas, and you find the proof of that in the Quran. When brains become upside down like that, for al-amanul hafiz. So we must see that we have the correct understanding of deen, then you'll, otherwise the Quran Sharif itself says, يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. If you have got dirt in you, one person, old man, all freckles and some big sores on his face, lips, big lips, dark in complexion, lips are cut also. He was walking in the felt and he saw something shining there. What's this? He went and he heard about a mirror. So he said, this is a mirror. So he took it and he looked at it. When he saw it, and he saw himself in the mirror. So he said, no wonder people threw you here away. You're so ugly. And he threw it down again. It was a broken mirror and he broke it more. So he threw it down and it broke more. Who did he see? He saw himself. Eh? So we also, many of us, we don't want to read Quran. We don't want to remember Maut. To remember Maut is very bitter. Because we have not prepared ourselves. Otherwise, Maut, tuhfatul mu'min, is a gift for a mu'min. A mu'min is eager to go in jihad, to give his life. He wants to give. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I went as many times as I went in jihad, not to win the battle. Why I went is to become a shaheed in the battle. Today we try our utmost, we'll spend millions of rand on hospitals, doctors, to save our health, not to die. Eh? So we haven't got the idea. Maut is tuhfatul mu'min, is a gift of the believer. Al mautu jasrun yusalul habib ilal habib. Maut is the bridge that joins the lover with his beloved. A person says, I love my wife and my fiance and I want to get married, but he's not making nikah, he's not meeting her. And he says, I'm too frightened for women. And that I don't know, somebody told me some stories of women, that what they'll do to you first night. And he became frightened and he doesn't go anywhere near there. What will happen? So mu'min is not to be afraid of maut. Maut is a thing that we should covet, we should desire. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid, when he should go to the battlefield, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he should tell the enemy that I've got people with me who love death more than life, who love martyrdom more than you love your wine and you love your woman. They love to die. But this is gone. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I fear one on my ummah. The Sahaba who was so great and knowledgeable about Arabic, they say, what is wahan, O Allah? Karahatul maut, that you fear maut. And hubbud dunya, the love of... Today, hubbud dunya has been filled in our hearts. We love, we can't give up our dunya. Interest we can't give up. So anyway, Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا النَّارُ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. These types of guna will take you into that jahannam which is prepared for the kafir. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ. Obey Allah and His Rasul. The commands that they are given, what you want is in itaat of Allah and His Rasul, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that Allah's mercy can come down upon you. And today, if anyone comes to us, I want a loan, go to the banks. Though you're a rich man, you've got money, but you yourself in overdraft. And the way you're looking with your smart car and big house, it's all the bank's money, it's not your money. You haven't got any money of your own. You have bonded this and you have bonded that. And you've got this overdraft facility. And all what you do, most of the American states, the state, about 52 states of America, most of them, if not all, are bankrupt. And not long, it was headlines in the world, that one state, they had no money to pay their workers also. Now what did they do all? Not getting more money. They only, by agreement, increase the amount they can borrow from the bank. Now they're borrowing more and they're paying out people. And what are they doing? All they're doing is servicing that loan, paying the interest on it. We also are working just for the banks. We have taken loans from the bank and now we just have to pay the overdraft all the time. So we are serving, and who are the elders? The Jutlas, the Jews. We are their slaves. They have enslaved us. Usury and interest is the way, modern word of enslaving us. Before they should enslave people in a different, now we are enslaved, we are doing everything, but we are enslaved to them. And they give you one small bit of that money, what you, the poor people, they open savings account from them. And a person goes and deposit 100, 1,000 rand, 5,000 rand, poor people. All that they put together and they give it, now they are giving you 5%. On that, and they go and give it at 50% to somebody else to be, do some business, and in between they just making all the money. So Allah Ta'ala warns us against this. So Allah Ta'ala in this ayat, وَاتَّقُ النَّارُ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ, fear that fire, all our gunas, what we do, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ رَحِينَ, each soul, nafs, what it has done, good or bad, that is what its condition will be. If you eat healthy, good food, you're going to have a health. You're going to have, you eat junk food, which we are all eating today, you'll be a junkie. So if we are junkies today, our health is deteriorating. Every second person cancer. Every second person heart problem. Every person depression, worry all the time, anxiety. It's all our lifestyle. You have a proper deen. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, that Allah showers His rahmat on you. That will be by وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ, obey Allah and His Rasul. So it is so simple for us, straightforward. Let us come to deen, the proper deen. Not a modern deen. Not a modern deen where you have interfaith meetings. Our deen, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, clear cut it is. When the kuffar came with their interfaith thing, that one day you worship our God, one day we'll worship your Allah. You don't speak bad about our God, we won't speak bad about your Allah. Allah revealed the ayat, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, oh kafirun, open your ears and listen. لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ, I won't go in your churches and go and pray there. I won't have a, what a faith thing. Ramzan iftari da'wat with the Hindu, and with the Hindu kept roza, is making iftari, and with that rabbi, he kept roza, is making a person who didn't keep roza, and now he's making what a, and you also standing there and making iftari with them, what a big stupid fool, foolish thing it is. This is when this person has this big called PhD. Who got permanent head damage. Phirawa dimag, their heads are upside down. These are those people who do this. And just think, anyone can inform me, to stand for elections, to become hopefully a parliamentarian, do you need any university degrees? You don't need. But then they dictate for this job you need university degree. And for that job, they haven't got university degree themselves. And they dictating for all these people. To do this, you must have this degree. For that, you must have that degree. What a stupid life they have put us in. So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, make our islah. Ramzan is coming, the idea. And ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumus siyam, kama kutiba alalladhina min qablikum. The whole object and the whole exercise of Ramadan, la'allakum tattaqoon. Not just that we keep our rozas and we get our sawabs. Not to eat the savory siftari time. Not how to have our halim and all that. To acquire taqwa. At the end of the month, see, have I acquired taqwa or not? If I haven't acquired taqwa, my whole Ramzan went in futility. And Ramzan is a month of fasting, not feasting. We feast in Ramadan. We eat more in Ramadan. And we eat more rich food in Ramadan. Ramadan was to give us physically also good health. But the way we destroy and we eat all the deep fries and we eat all the savories and all the chutneys and everything, we do more harm to our body than good. Allah give us tawfiq to understand our deen, what our deen is. We are far from our deen. We are thinking we are very pious and that, but we are very far from deen. And in the qabr when we will be asked, and mar rabbuka, how are we going to answer? When my yaqeen is, my food nourishes me, my sleep gives me my rest, my shop, my job gives me my rosy, my medicine gives me my shifa, my doctor, if I don't take this medicine, what will happen? Medicine got is your ilah, is your God. One Allah only we got. Everything is, wama deenuka, what is your deen? What lifestyle? Did we have a sunnat lifestyle, which is the sunnah, the lifestyle of deen? Or did we have a kuffar lifestyle? Our whole education system, the kuffar system. Our whole holiday system, the kuffar system. Everything of that, what we left. And there you won't get red rings if you can't answer. Or you won't get right supplementary exams. Or you won't repeat your year again. There it will be azab. And what terrible azab. And alone every person will be in his qabr. It will be, and his amal will be, kullu nafsin bima kasabat rahina. What we have done, our lies, our backbiting, our swearing, all that will be in the qabr, in the form of terrible snakes, in the form of the big blazing fire of Jahannam. All the worst punishment, the smiting and the hitting of the malaika. So let us think where we are going. Let us not think we are just living and we're just carrying on like everyone else is carrying on. The qabr is a reality and we are all going to face it. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.